Vayter in Shas. We're in Bava Basa, Daf Kuf Lamed Alef, picking up on the top of the page, second line. Vayrava, Vayrava. Okay, we left off. We made a statement by Rav Yochanan ben Broka. He said that a father can leave over to his Yerushim, basically he can mess around with what would normally be done. If you have four kids, he can give all of it to one or to two or whatever it is. Vayrava, Bebari Heach. What would be the din of this person who's a bari, right? Because we were talking about someone who's a shchimer who said this. Says Rishbam, bari shamar ploni yira sada plonis. Miyam Rav Yochanan broke the kani given the royal yerusha. He said because he's royal yerusha, therefore it's going to work. Kikamar Rabbi Yochanan broke. Shchimera divar oroy say he who we're talking about a sick person. Who is the one that's usually giving it over? Aval babari lob. When it comes to a healthy person, then not. Since, says the Rashbam, this is a person who's on his deathbed, says the Rashbam, Roy Lahorish Miyaj, Holik Lamas, for Karina Bay, by Yom and Chilos Banov. That's when we would say that. Aval bari lob, but maybe by a healthy person, that wouldn't be the case. Odelma Filba bari nami, or maybe even my healthy person. Amale Rav Mishar Shiel Rava Toshima, Damale Rabbi Nasan the Rabbi, Shanisem Mishnaschem, Krabi Yochanan Ben Broka. Says Rashbam, what does this mean? The Amar Layer of Nasan the Rabbi, should see their Mishnah. Known as Masada Mishnayish, Shanisa Mishnaschim, Atem Shabaritz Israel, Rabinosan Bavloi, he was in Bavel, so he said, you taught your Mishnayas, Gerucham and Brocha. Dithanam, we learned in a Mishnah and Ksuvis, Lo Kosav La, Benin Dichrin, the Havin Lichminoi, Inun Yirsun Kesef Ksubasich, Yoser Al Chul Kehon Deim Achuon Chayev, Shatanai Bezdin who. If when a husband is writing a ksuba, he doesn't put into it the statement of the banan dichrin, meaning as in zachar, zichrin, boys, the boys that you're going to have from me, Davin Lachminai, they're going to inherit years soon the money of your ksuba, right? That is that if I die, then that money that's in there is going to go to them more yoser al chulkein de imachun than their brother, with their brothers, meaning if this man has sons from another woman, then more than there, still chayev, you're going to have to, chayev to do it, even if you're writing it, because it's Tanai Bezdin who. That is it, that's what the Bezdin set up. So the sons of this wife are going to get more than their brothers from another mother's, right? From another mother. So according to the Tanai Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, those that argue with him, they would say that they only worked as a matana, but over here, what does it call it? It calls it an inheritance, like we said, that they're going to get benin dichrin da haven lecha ksuvecha. Where's the lashon? Benin dichrin da haven lecha minach. Even years soon, years soon, as it's called, written as a Yerush over there. That goes like Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. So it sees that the Mishnah was written like the Das Yochid. The Amar lo Rebbe, and Rebbe said back to him, Yisbun tenan. Nope, it didn't write years soon. We wrote Yisbun. Yisbun means is that they're going to inherit, and that I'm sorry that they're going to. They're going to take, which means that it's talking from as a matana. So no, nice try. V'amar Rebbe, but then Rebbe said, Yaldus Haisabi. I got confused by childness. You know, I was even like a child. V'asti panai b'nasana bavli. And I had azaz panim when I responded to nasan habavli. Right, it was Rebbe Nasan who had said this whole statement. Wasn't too thrilled with the fact that he was calling me out in what I wrote. Ella de kaimalan benin dichrin lo tarfa mimishabde. We know that the din is that let's say this man is married to this woman and then the guy ends up dying. So we say benin dichrin lo tarfa mimishabde. They're not able to take from stuff which is mishubed. If the husband dies, then the sons of this wife, now they go to take the stuff that's in the ksuba, they can't take from things that have already been sold. If you think that we read it, that it takes as a matana, am I lo tar from mishabde? Then why can't they take it from mishabadim? Elishmamina yirsun tanan. Really, it must be that it's yirsun. Taka is written as a yerusha. It really is going like a das yachid. He's going like Rav Yochanan ben Broka. Man shamed lei de islei hai svara. Now, who says that you hold like this? Who did you hear that holds that has this this svara over here? That one can leave over more to one of his yoshim than the other, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, Ushmamina. Therefore, we see afilu babari, even with a healthy person, because the husband says this at the time of the marriage when he's totally healthy. There you have it. He can do it even if he's healthy. Doesn't have to be a shchiv mira. Amar le Rav Papa le Abaye. Bein leman da'amar yisbun, u bein leman da'amar yirsun, manav shachah, whichever one you hold, ha'ein ad-damaknet av shalbel le'olam. Person can't give over something that doesn't come into the world yet. Right? So we're talking about things that were properties that are given over are considered... are really considered that they're davish ba'olam. What we're talking about is the one who gets it when he goes, when someone's going to end up having to receive it. Let's take a look. Like we've seen many times. That's something that's in the world right now, meaning the one who's going to receive it is alive. But if the transfer is being made to someone that's not in the world, then even Rabbi Meir would say that it's not going to work. And this husband giving it, saying to the wife, "Ksuvas banim dichrin," they're not alive at the time that this is made, right? So it shouldn't work, whether it's a matana or you want to say it's Yerusha, they're not born yet. Ela tanai bezin shiny. Must be that tanai bezin is different. This is the Rabbanan set this up and it's going to work. Because they have the ability, says Rashbam, the alim tanai bezin, mishum the hefker bezin hefker lahaknos afil ledavish lebeilam. They can take the property, even things that are not in the world. Hachanami alim tanai bezin v'alfakav damin rabbanon d'loshin yerusha ba'ama lo kani hachakani afil rabbanon asim esnis. You can even go in the world of rabbanon. Hachanami tanai bezin shiny. So why is it that Rebbe had to respond when he said this thing? He said, "Let me say, no, it means they're going to take. Even if it says they're going to inherit, it's still going to work with the Chachamim." Amar Lei said back, "Mishum to kamapik lab lashon yirsun." Even though it could work in the world of the Chachamim, the lashon doesn't. The lashon of yirsun really works more so with lashon Reuchon ben Broka, as opposed to yisbun, they're going to take, which will work like the Chachamim. So even though right, it could work with him, it's just not the right lashon. And for Rebbe to say, the Mishnah says yisbun, or to come back at it. Hadam Abaye. Then Abaye said, "Lav milsehi damri." Really, it's not true what I just said. And Rabbi didn't have to answer that. The time, because we're going to tell the Mishnah, the same Mishnah in Ksuvos, lo kasav la b'na nukvin dihavin lechi minai. If he didn't write in the Ksuba, the female kids that you have, that you're going to have for me, you have young Yosfan Bebesi, they're going to live in my house, the yitzanan minichsai, and they're going to be supported by my property, ad tilakhan leguvin, until they're taken by men, until they get married, chayv is still going to be chayv to go and support them, shu tanai bezin, because that is a tanai bezin. This over here is definitely not called a Yerusha. That's a Matana. Vahava Lazeb, a Matana Vahlazeb Yerusha. So it comes out that a person is giving to one, meaning the daughters is giving as a Matana, and the other, the sons, is giving a Yerusha. Vichol Lazeb Yerusha, Vahlazeb Matana. And when you have some type of situation that one is going to be Yerusha and the other is Matana, Filu Rabbanan Modu, then even the Rabbanan are going to agree that the Yerusha works. In which case, we're back to our question, why do you have to change the Lashon and say that, no, read it as Yizbun, as they will take and not they will inherit. But according to Chachamim, this din would actually work nicely. We saw this earlier on Kuf Chavav, that the Chachamim said that if you mention the word Matana anywhere in there, then even the things that are used in the Lashon of Yerusha, it doesn't matter, everything's going to be good and dandy. And if you remember, towards the end of the sugya in Kufcha Tesma Beis, we said that's even if it's two people and two different lands, and one is called a gift and one's called a Yerusha, still it's going to work. So why did he have to answer like that? Amalei Rav Nechumi ve'ista Amar Rav Chananya bar Manyumi le'abaye. Beep, turn the page. Kuf Lamed Alfam Beis. Mimai debechad beidina itkun. Dilma betray beidina itkun. Who says that this is done by one bezin? Maybe it was done by two separate bezdins. Batidinim. That's why it's a change the lashon to make it yizbun, to be taking as a matana, not as Yerusha, because the whole shtick of the Chacham said that it can work using the lashon Yerusha is only if you also have the lashon of matana. But these are two separate batidinim, except for one of them saying one saying the other. You don't have them working together. That's why you have to go and change it. There's a bias. There's a bias back. Lo sakataitach. Nah, you wouldn't think that. The katani reisha, because we have a mishnah that's earlier brought in on Ksuvas. We saw that was the one mishnah we were bringing was nun beis. Now we're going back to mem tes. Zem midrash. Medrash Darish Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria Lefnei Chachamim Bekerem Biyavne, that this whole shticko of the language of the Ksuba, he said before the Chachamim in Yavne, Bekerem Biyavne, Habanim Yirshu V'Habanos Yozunu, it says in the Ksuba the sons are going to inherit, and that the daughters are going to be supported from the property. He says, Avian, just like the sons don't inherit until after the father dies, he says, Avian, they're not going to get until after they die. Therefore, you can understand why you're learning one takana from another takana. Therefore, it's got to be it was the same basin, and that's why he didn't have to answer the Lashon of Yizbun. How do you know that? Why are we setting it up to say that both of them were made by one Beis Din? Dilma li'ola me'malach, maybe we can say to betray Beis Din, it's going to be by two different Beis Dinim. Beis Din basa takun k'Beis Din kama. And the Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, his whole shtickle that he's comparing these two shtickles is not a riot to say that it was one, because maybe the second Beis Din is coming to say something similar to the first one. Ki hechid lo tiksha takanta takanta. So people don't have a kasha, one takana on another takana. Therefore, Rebbe wanted to answer by saying Yizbun, because it was considered, really, it was two batei dinim, and therefore you can't learn out the shtickle that we learned on Kuf Chaf Tesema Beis, how he came out to say that even if it's two different people in two different shtiklech and two different lands, if one's Matana, one's Yerusha, you should compare the two, because it has the Lashon of Matana over there. I know these are two separate things in Gansen, and therefore you have to want to say the word Yizbun, even though at the end he didn't end up doing it. Okay, ends that topic, moving on. I'm Rebbe Yudam Rishmuel. Hakos of someone writes all of his properties. Let's say he writes in his tzava, in his will, he's giving all of his stuff to his wife. Rashbam says, but Loshan Matana, he's Loshan Matana. Loasa Ella Apotropa. What he did is he made her into an apotropis that she becomes like the manager of the estate, and she doesn't end up getting it all. She's able to go ahead and decide, right? So Rashbam says, the only adasu. That's not what people do. It means to make him tapachapas. Kadeshi chalkula banav kavod mishum de ukiavuan nichse birshusad. Want to give kavod to put in the rishos lefarnesam to take care of the mayhem. Kifi ome daita, how she would, according to her discretion, view kfuf in la, and they're going to be kafif to her. Now, says the Gemara, Pshita b'no agadol, it's obvious that if it was the oldest son, lo asel apotropos, that what did he do? He made him to an apotropos. They didn't give the whole thing as a matana, because it doesn't make sense. They would give everything over to one of his children. Therefore, he says he's giving it over, and the reason why he gives so that the younger brothers should go ahead and follow the idea that they should give kavod to their older brother. Benoah Katan Mai. What happens if he gives over to the Benoah Katan? He says, I'm giving everything to my Benoah Katan. Does that mean he's actually giving everything over? Or there's no chiv to honor the younger brothers, so therefore he's giving the whole thing over to them? Or no, he's bringing it up a chapas. Itmar Rav Chani Loi Bar Idi Amar Shmuel. Afilu Benoah Katan Muta Bar Risa. Even if it's the youngest son who's lying in his crib, he's still only an apotropos. It says Gemara, Pshita Benova Acher, it's obvious that if the recipient was his son or someone else, right, we're talking about two different cases here, right? He writes over all of his property to one of his sons, and or right, we're talking about although he has sons, he writes over his property to someone outside of the family. So Pshita Benova Acher, Acher B'matana B'no Pachapas, that the Acher is given over as a matana, and his son is a Pachapas. Ishto Arusa Veishto Grusha Bimatana. If the one who's giving it over is an Arusa, the one who is engaged to, or is a divorced woman, then it's given over as a matana. Right? Okay. Ibailu, we want to know. Bas eats al bottom. What happens if it's a daughter when there are sons over there? He gives over daughter, everything to my daughter. Ish eats al achim, or it says his wife when he has brothers. Ish eats al bnei abal, or his wife when there he has sons from another marriage. Ma, what's going to be the din? Do they get it entirely, or is it become like an apachapas, like the manager over the estate? I'm a rabbi Mishad Rava, Bekula Lokana. In all these cases, the person who's getting it, they said the Arusa, the divorced wife, the daughter when their sons, his wife with the brothers, and wife and sons from another marriage, all of these are not getting it. Labar, not acquiring it. Labar, Mi Ishto, Arusa, Mi Ishto, Grusha, except for those cases. Hi, the other ones becomes an apotropos, but these ones she gets them. Rav Avira Mishmei the Rav Amar Bekulu Kani. No, all of them she is Kone Labar Me'al Ishe Etzel Achim, except for the brother, the wife, when there are brothers over there for Ishe Etzel Bnei Abal, and the case when they have a wife where there are husband sons over there. In those cases, we're going to say that it's just set up an apotropos, but not to be able to take it. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to show you all a great, great day.